Do we really believe? This is the question, I think, that we're asked to reflect on at the beginning of this new year. The first reading we heard could very well have been written because of the year we just have finished, and maybe even the time that we find ourselves in still. Darkness covers the earth. Thick clouds cover the peoples. We have been in the midst of a pandemic that seems to show little sign of abating, and in fact, in recent days, we've learned maybe even becoming more contagious than before. Our economy is still shaky. We have people who have lost their jobs, who are struggling, others who are insecure, perhaps, that they will still have a job or what their job will look like. We have people who are just simply growing tired of the pandemic. I'm among them. We wish it was over. But this is a real test of our faith. Do we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do we believe that in spite of all of this difficulty and harshness, this sadness and darkness, the heavy feeling of being separated from loved ones, maybe even separated at moments when they need us the most, like when someone is dying? Do we still believe in Jesus? Or do we choose to give in to the darker side of our own nature? Do we choose, for example, to give in to anger because we can't control what we can't control? Do we choose to separate ourselves from those who think differently than we do? Do we choose to decide that certain people are made in God's image, but others can be cast aside? Do we choose to believe what the beginning of the first reading says from the prophet Isaiah? That our light has come, even in the midst of our darkness, and maybe especially because of it. Jesus came to be in our midst because, quite frankly, we had made our lives a mess. Take a look at the first few chapters of Genesis, for example. God creates this paradise. That is the beginning of the book of Genesis. Everything we could need, everything that showed us how much God loved us was there. But it isn't enough. And look what happens so quickly after the time when we make the choice that God isn't enough. Cain kills his brother Abel. And before long, the whole world is out of control. We are invited during this Epiphany season to be witnesses to the light of Christ that has come. We are called to be witnesses that in the midst of this terrible pandemic, we can still reach out and care for one another. We are called during this time of Epiphany to show people that faith in Jesus makes a difference. It makes a difference in how we live. It makes a difference in what we value. It makes a difference in terms of what we cling to, what we see as our security. Herod gives us an example of someone who clings to something completely different than the security of God. He is so threatened by even the implication there could be another king that he allows himself the great evil of killing every male child under the age of 2. Now, I have to confess off the top of my head, I don't know how old Herod was at this point in his life, but to be threatened by an infant seems to be something that's just quite silly. He would be an unbelievably old man by the time this young infant would have any impact on his life, if indeed he would. But when you cling to power, even the slightest threat reminds you how fragile your life really is. Think of the many things that we can be tempted to cling to in our lives other than God. Or maybe put another way, as I heard recently, think of the many ways we can put our trust in creation and not in the Creator. You know, if we just get this one product, our lives will be fulfilled. Whatever that product is, if it's technology, it's technology. If it's a creature comfort, it's a creature comfort. If it's a new piece of furniture, it's a new piece of furniture. Think of how much we are tempted to put our faith and security into something like that. Or perhaps we place our faith and trust in this job, this position, our career. Perhaps we find ourselves in our lives thinking that if we could just live in this neighborhood or own that house, whatever it is, the gospel gives us a clear and powerful choice. We cling to Jesus and his relationship with us and offer a witness powerful enough to convince everyone if they're willing to look, or we don't. If anything, this past pandemic, I think, has opened for us a clearer picture of the problems of our society today. Mental health issues are out of control. Suicide is up in unbelievable numbers in the past 20 years. Drug addiction, the opioid crisis, points to an emptiness in our society and a desire to fill it in some way. And in some ways, those responsible for at least part of the opioid crisis did so by trying to fill their pockets with more money. We find in our life that we are more separate from one another than ever before. Listen to the way we talk about people that are different than we are. If the pandemic has exposed anything, it's exposed the real divide between those who have and those who do not. I know in the course of this year that there have been blessings as well. I haven't seen my mother since last Christmas, but I've talked to her a lot more. I've come to appreciate that maybe it's not such a great use of my time to argue about things and only for the purpose of trying to convince someone with whom I disagree, but maybe trying to focus on those areas where we do agree. By recognizing, by listening, by dialoguing. Perhaps most of all, I recognize that perhaps God allows this evil so that we can once again witness to the world the power of faith, that we might once again show the world what it means to recognize that every human being in this world is created in the image and likeness of God, that we have a peace that surpasses understanding in the midst of all of these difficulties, because of our faith in Jesus and our relationship with the church. Epiphany means manifestation, that it has been shown, the presence of God has been shown to be in our midst. And such is the case. And so let us ask the Lord to help us to see more clearly in this year the presence of God and to live in greater faith the hope and peace that comes from the eternal relationship God offers to each one of us.